is Ayat, and today I have with me here Mina. Hi, Mina.
Hi, Ayat.
Hi. So today we're going to be talking about how we moved from our home country to the United States and what kind of struggles we had. All right, do you want to start, Mina?
Sure.
All right.
I moved from Egypt, and we were able to move because of this program that the U.S. was doing. And I don't remember what it was called, but I know my family had to apply for it several times because before they would get rejected. But I think what convinced them finally, or like the main reason why we moved to the U.S., was because my dad had to get leg surgery. And so I guess it posed as like a health risk or something. I don't know. So we finally moved to the U.S., and we left all our family in Egypt and Iraq. And yeah, now it's just the four of us. Me, my mom, dad, and sister in the U.S.
Oh, okay. So you moved from Iraq, right, to Egypt as well?
Well, I never lived in Iraq.
You never lived in Iraq?
Yeah, okay. But my family's from there, so I'm Iraqi.
All right, okay. And I moved... Actually, I came from Jordan to over here. Like, I was first at Syria. Then I moved to Lebanon. And then I moved to Jordan. And then, as well, my parents have to apply for a program, or I'm not sure what was it. But we were waiting for too long. And then, like, suddenly, out of nowhere, we had a call saying that you guys will be flying to United States, you know, at this date and this time. It was a shocking for us. At the same time, my parents were excited because even in Jordan, I didn't have my family. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, my grandparents and all of those. They were all in Syria.
Mm-hmm.
So we were like alone, basically.
Yeah.
We had friends, but still.
Yeah. So how old were you when you came to the U.S.?
I was, I think, 8, 9 years old. No, 10 years old, something like that, yeah.
So do you have a better memory of like moving
yes.
and everything? You do?
Yeah. Not that much, but yes.
Because I don't really remember that much. Like, all of us, like, one time I was living in Egypt, and then the next time I'm in the U.S. So I don't really know what happened in between, because I don't remember.
I remember, kind of.
Mm.
All right, how was it? You don't remember. You said you don't remember that much, so...
I can remember some things.
Some things, right?
Yeah.
So what was the difference you felt from the U.S. and the Egypt?
The main thing is the kind of life that we live. Because in the U.S., the priority, but we just go to school and we go to work and then we come home and we repeat it every day. But in Egypt, I guess it was like... It was a better environment to, like, live in because of, like, the life that's there.
Same for me over here. Like, in Syria, I mean, in Jordan, there was, like, a lot of people. It's not... In the United States, it's basically always work, school, you know?
Yeah.
College, stuff, and home. There's, like, no neighbors. You can't communicate that much. Only at work. You can't, like, it's... kind of a hard over here. There's no socialize, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's no.
Yeah.
But in Jordan, there's neighbors. Even we stay up to like 12, 1. All the stores are open.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing closed. Like in the U.S., you go at 8 or 7, you see basically all of them are closed, you know, the stores and everything.
Mm-hmm. But I guess it's also different because Americans, like, they do have a life here.
True.
Yeah, they have family here, and they're friends with neighbors. Like, I know some, like, friendly neighborhoods, but I just feel like compared to, like, people that are from a different country and know what their own country is like, it's a different experience for them for when they come to the U.S. But I think just having more family around would make the U.S. more enjoyable for people like Ayat and I. So I guess it just depends on, like, your own family situation and who you have here. So, Aya, what's one thing that surprised you when you came to the U.S.? Or is there anything, like, different in, like, between cultures?
Not surprised me. When I first came over here, the weather was so different.
Mm. How?
It was just, I don't know, it was, you know, it rains, and then after the rain, it was really cloudy, and you couldn't, you know, breathe that much, you know?
Yeah.
That's when I first came. I was like, is that the weather? Yes, but surprised me. We were lucky because we had Arab people in the same apartment. Mm. Like, we had a group of Arabic people with us, which that make it kind of easier because if we were by ourselves, it's just weird. We don't know who to ask. We don't know what to do. We had people helping us. And how can I say? Yeah, we were lucky with the Arabic people. We were asking them questions and meeting and everything.
Yeah, it was the same for me because when we moved to the U.S., it wasn't that we were completely alone. Like, we had Arab friends that also immigrated from Egypt to the U.S., and we were all in the same state, and we lived in the same apartment complex for some time. So we had people that I guess my parents could ask for help when they didn't understand something. But eventually, like, those friendships fade. I guess it's different for everyone. But as, like, time goes on, the U.S. is very, I feel like it's very, like, you have to worry about yourself before you have to worry about others. So you prioritize your family and, like, your own job and education and school. So those friendships faded, and now we're all just by ourselves, I guess.
True. Yeah, true. Mm-hmm. And a lot of a lot of people changes as well. You know, they have work, they have school, and everybody's busy. And the United States doesn't tell what, like, social, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like each one is on their own things, own family, own, yeah.
Yeah. Because I immigrated here in 2013, I think.
I immigrated in 2016.
Mm. Yeah. And I remember the flights to the U.S.
Like, I remember too.
Yeah. Like, we flew from Egypt and then to JFK Airport and then to Raleigh Airport. And it was, I don't know. I don't think I understood back then. But now, looking back at it, like, I think that was very scary. Is there anything that surprises you in the culture of American people?
It wasn't surprising me, to be honest. I know American, all of that thing. But the thing over here is that in Jordan, like, it's just a different outfit. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Like, for us in Jordan, we don't be having this. Like, boys are not with girls. Over here, it's, like, all mixed and we're all together.
Yeah.
Over there, it's, like, more girls by themselves, boys by themselves. Over here, I came and I saw everybody together. And you know how, and as well the outfits. All right, would you like to say anything else, Mina?
No, I would just like to say that I hope as time goes on, we see more Arabs immigrating to the U.S. and coming to live here. And I hope that our families can also someday come to the U.S. It's very lonely here without any family.
True, it is very lonely.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you for hearing us today. And thank you, Mina.
Thank you, Ayat.
Thank you.